natural tie and a smile on his face. He said, ladies and gentlemen, from Jesse James.
By Request a Roo. That was Crazy Captain Gunboat Willie by Little Feet. And I believe they're actually going to be touring again. I know Lil George is dead. And, you know, Roy Estrada, he ain't going to be seeing the light of day for the rest of his life. He's in prison. So, go figure with that. So, before that, we heard Crazy Van Morrison doing Crazy Face. All right, we are going. Oh, look at this, noon o'clock. Do you know where your brain is? Well, let me tell you where it is. It's right here. It's all in your brain, idiot, whatever it is. And, you know, let me tell you about mental health. It's a perfect time to tell you about that, right? You know, what kind of friend are you? What kind of friend are you? Huh? What kind of friend are you? You work friend? Meh, I got no work. Are you a friend that hangs out on weekends? Sorry, I'm busy on the weekends. Are you a chill and watch TV friend? I don't have time for that stuff. Are you a friend that shows up on moving day? Nope. Are you the kind of friend that's there for somebody dealing with mental illness? Now, there is where the support will give you a much greater chance of recovery. So there you go. Mental illness, what a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to support somebody with mental illness, go to whatdifference.org. Brought to you by the Mental Human Service. See, there's a promo that we can use. We can use. Be nice to everybody. If they're going through some rough stuff and they're getting a little crazy, well, you know, you just hang out with them. You know? That's how life's supposed to work. But it doesn't. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. But it'd be nice if it did. But sometimes it does. Okay? And the few times it does, well, that's okay. That's a bunch of okay. Zombie in your brain. It is noon o'clock. And we're doing the Crazy Show. It's all songs about being crazy. It's the American Trilogy. Part 3. And it is how we became the craziest nation on earth. I mean, crazy, like guns and just the way we treat everybody, and you know, and all this stuff. It's such a crazy backwards civilization. You know, humans are doomed from the get-go. All we did was just accelerate the process. You know, we took all the worst stuff out of human beings: greed, you know, insanity. Cruelty, you know, we took all of that and just multiplied it because we got to be number one. we're number one in crazy, lazy, stupid, mean, and selfish. That is the American trilogy. And I'm in part three. Next week is going to be lazy. I did actually show a little initiative. I wasn't so lazy, and I put together a good lazy show for you. But put this crazy show has some crazy good tunes. Now, we're going to dig in to a local band or local band. They haven't been around for some time, but they were the thing when the thing was a thing. And the Mount McKinleys, they were a band, man. And I don't know, maybe I'm still playing around to anything. I don't know. But hey, here's Driving Me Insane. The Mount McKinleys, Pittsburgh guys, Zomb on Your Brain.
We'll be right back. Oh, is that too long about that? Actually, I want to...
To be free, they look at him and they look at me, but it's only themselves that are wanting to see, and everybody knows about it. We talk all night and we're all turned on. Everybody heard him singing his song, telling us there was work to be done. And we all sang the chorus of I Am the Walrus. Yes, Disneyland has come to town. Everyone's dressed and standing around. Alice is wearing her sexiest gown, but she doesn't want you to look at her. Beautiful people are queuing to drown. Wait for the lifeguard to put on his crown, but he's up at the other end of town, trying to talk to the mirror. He knows what he means. He sits on the floor and has beautiful dreams. Then he gets brought down by a woman who screams. But he knows it's only a record. Oh yes it is. His brave new girl stops feeding the ants and looks at him with her septic pants. She still knows how to make him dance. Forget about emancipation, it's all imagination. And you and I, we sit and hug. We know something's got to come to get us off our endless bum. There's probably one in the bathroom or in the hall.
One of my favorite records of all time. Kevin Ayers, A Song for Insane Times from Joy of a Toy. Man, I think that was 1969 that record came out. That's a fantastic record. Mike Ratledge, who passed away about a couple weeks ago, actually, on that amazing Lowry organ. Nobody had that keyboard sound like he did. He would run, I guess, this Lowry organ through a distortion pedal or some sorts, and then I guess he had to constantly play real fluidly or it would feed back. So a lot of his solos are just like one long layer with no breaks in it. And of course, the fantastic drumming of Robert Wyatt, and of course, Kevin Ayers. Man, great Canterbury music, man. I'm from the Canterbury scene in England. Bands like, like Pink Floyd came out of there. Soft Machine came out of there. Caravan. I don't know if Camel came out, but it's just a bunch of interesting, Gong came out of that. So just a real, very, unique psychedelia music and jazzy. But yeah, that was a dilly. Before that, we heard Insane by the Flying Spiders. So that was some nice kind of glam rock. And then when you're driving me insane, that was Lou Reed when he worked for Pickwick Records. He had a little thing. He would just do all these different band names. And that was, he was doing this thing called the Roughnecks. You're driving me crazy. And we started out with Driving Me Insane. And then we started off with Driving Me Insane by the Mount McKinleys. Look at that time. Will you look at that time? You crazy folks, you.
I'll tell you something here.
It only takes a minute, right? Stop what you're doing and take a minute, right? Take a pause there. Not a minute pause. No, this isn't a promo. It takes a minute to make magic, a moment to make magic. Be a dad. That's right. Fatherhood. Be a dad. Go ahead. Be a father. Your mother. Oh. What a nut. What a dumb show. What a valuable waste of our lives. But then everything is. Just varying degrees of pointlessness. This is about two notches above a football game. All right, so there you go. Well, I guess I should tell you one more thing. Oh, how about this? This is a humdinger, Chief. Take this out. Let's talk about the stock market. They said they're always looking for a good opportunity. Well, here's an investment. Got your future and kids. That's right, like a stock. That's right. And your kids. That's it. That's not the stock that makes money. Stock for social change. A whole new... Sorry, I dozed off. It just wasn't that interesting. It's just about as interesting as those guys who were holding up signs during the president's speech. Yeah. Oh, that's a lie. That's a false. You know, just how about just walk out, throw stuff, do something. You know, it's just see, that's the thing. I refuse to give any more money to any more political campaigns until they do something. You know, it's always like, running ads, you know, not that interested in it. You know, paying people to knock on doors, not interested. You need to do something. You know? You need to do something. You know, not just be polite. Because politeness ain't going to do it. Not with these thugs. You know? You got to grow a pair, man. Or grow two pairs. Grow two pairs up here and two pairs down there. There you go. Then you got four pairs. Then you got four of a kind. And then before you know it, you got a full house and a royal flush. And then you win the game. That's how it works. That's the secret. Just do something. I'm tired of, you know, it's like, you know, it's like, it really is. It's just kind of like the guy, you ever see that one? It's in every film. They're in every film. And I wish life was like this. I think it was in the one film, I forget what movie it was. It was every coming of age film. Bully pushes the guy. I think, who was that? Matt Dillon was like a bully or something. It might have been, I don't know if it was Rumble. I don't know what it was. He was pushing this kid down and pushing him down, and he took his bike, and he's kicking his bike, and this kid isn't doing anything. And then he needs to get, and then the kid snaps. And it was like this in Christmas Story, too. The bully just keeps going at it and keeps going at it and until you snap. I'm waiting for that snap moment where they just wind up like a Popeye, one of those Popeye spinach punches, where it just kind of whirls around like a spinach punch, and then pow, right in the snoot, right in the kisser. Yeah, that's what we're waiting for. We're waiting for a pow and the kisser moment. Not this, like, victimized stuff. And this confused, oh, what are they going to do to us? It's like, you know, I hate to say it. It's almost like some kind of, like, domestic violence going on. You know? Got to fight back. You know, at least do something. Put some, you know, the always thing is like, you know, antifreeze in the coffee always works really good, too. It's a nice little poison. Just saying, if you want to go that route. Or a baseball bat. Baseball bat while they're sleeping. That's a humdinger. Pillow over the face is a classic. The pillow over the face is a classic. Obviously, you know. Action do speak louder. Actions, because you can give all the money you want to all these political campaigns, and they're going to beat you every time. You know, like, oh, I want to give all this money for this race. Oh. And then all of a sudden, billionaire comes in and goes, here's $200 million. Oh. You lose the money race every time. It's got to be the action race. You got to do something, not give them money. You know, I tried, but I found out the money is I was told when I ran for state rep, I needed $100,000 to win. And it was a waste of time if I did not have $100,000. I learned my lessons value. I learned that value. I thought I could do punk rock politics. I still kind of think that is out there. If you do it right, it was my first shot. Maybe if I would have went at it again, but I got 40-some percent of the vote, and I only had $24,000. You know, that was the worst. And if somebody writes me a check and says, hey, I'll fund your campaign, I'll run tomorrow. I'll run tomorrow, but I ain't got... That was the worst part of running for office is begging everybody for money. That's horrible. You know? Oh, well. That's it. I've done dumber stuff, like this show. I've done crazier stuff. But man, oh man, a Shevitz. Politics is crazy. World's crazy. Oh, man, we're all loco, crazy, and mad. Hey, that sounds like a good intro to our song. WRCT, Zombo in your brain. This is a nice crunchy sound. Oh, by the way, I got to tell you, I am getting in the the 78s, the 78 records. Anybody's getting rid of any 78s, let me know. I love 78s. I don't have any vinyl, any CDs, no nothing. I just have a computer and a 78s. So I have both spectrums. And I'll tell you what, man, 78s sound a lot warmer than vinyl. Shellac sounds a lot warmer than vinyl. It just sounds so warm. I put on that 78, man. I got an old 78 of Carmen Miranda. Man, that sounds warm. Put on an old 78 of Phil Harris or Stan Freeberg or Peppermint Harris. I'll tell you what, this is hilarious. So I'm buying 78s at the store. I'm not going to mention the store. And there's one 78, and blues 78s are worth money. You know, the Bing Crosbys aren't where I don't even hate Bing Crosby. But I'm saying a lot of the common stuff isn't worth much money. But you get these old blues records, and they're worth something. I don't know what this one's worth. But I know, it just wasn't even in a sleeve. It was a speckled red. Speckled red was Piano Red's older brother. And he did a song called Dirty Dozen, which is a great barrel house dirty blues tune. And the guy goes, I don't know what that's worth. Just take it. I was like, hey. Thanks. It was the best record out of all the stuff I got. And every record store I go into, I say, hey, you guys got any 78s? And they go, oh, we got them stored away somewhere. Well, they're not doing you any good there. And besides, I bought some. This is kind of interesting. I already bought some off of the Craigslist. And people selling 78s are weird, man. People selling 78s. So, well, please find the good home. These were grandmas and grandma this and that. And we used to listen to grandma. Shut up and here's your $5. Give me that big giant box of 78s. End the story. Local crazy mad Zombo in your brain. RCD. So it sounded warmer if it was on 78, though. We'll be right back.
crazy songs have come, crazy songs have gone. Some are good, some are bad, some are fair. I heard one that's grand, really beats the band, just a witty ditty, I declare. I know a crazy song that I'll sing to you. It goes like this, yada wee hee wah ho, chitty bitty bim bum boo. Ooh, what a melody, don't you like it too? You simply say, yada wee hee wah ho, chitty bitty bim bum boo. Pretty soon the whole wide world will sing it, you can betcha. Never heard such catchy words like chitty bitty bim bum, doesn't that get ya? I know a crazy song, though it sounds cuckoo. I love to say, yada wee hee. I know a crazy song, my girl knows it too. All day she sings, yada wee hee wah ho, chitty bitty bim bum boo. Oh, what a dizzy dame, what am I to do to make her stop, yada wee hee wah ho, chitty bitty bim bum boo. I keep saying, marry me or else you'll be my ruin. But she only sighs and whispers, chitty bitty bim bum, how am I doing? I know a crazy song, you should learn it too. It's fun to say, yada wee hee wah ho, chitty bitty bim bum boo. Chitty bim, chitty bum, chitty bitty bitty bim bum boo.
I know a little ditty, it's as crazy as can be. The guy who wrote it wanted it, so he handed it to me. I found I couldn't use it, for it sounded kind of blue. And that's the very reason why I'm handing it to you. It's the song the alligators sing while coming through the ride, and serenade the elephants up in the tree to hide. The Iceman hums it ditty as he shovels in the coal, and the monkeys join the chorus up around the northern pole.
Think me crazy, think me crazy. This is the way we pass the time away. Think me crazy, think me crazy. We're gonna sing this song all night today.
It was midnight on the ocean, not a streetcar was in sight. The sun was shining brightly, for it rained all day that night. The summer's night in winter, and the rain was snowing fast. The barefoot boy with shoes on stood sitting in the grass. It was evening, and the rising sun was setting in the west. And the little fishes in the trees were cuddled in their nests. The rain was pouring down, and the sun was shining bright. And everything that you could see was hidden from your sight. Now the cows were making cowslips, and the bells were ringing wet. The bumblebees were making bums and smoking cigarettes. A man slept in the stable and came out a little hoarse. He hopped upon his golf sticks and drove all around the course. It was midnight on the ocean, not a horse car was in sight. As I stepped into a drugstore to get myself a light, the man behind the counter was a woman old and gray, who used to peddle donuts on the road to Mandalay. Good evening, sir, she said. Her eyes were bright with tears as she put her head beneath her feet and stood that way for years. Her children six were orphans, except a tiny tot who lived in a house across the street above a vacant lot.
Ain't she crazy? Ain't she crazy?
That's why I have this newfound appreciation of 78s. Last three pieces from 78s. Ain't We Crazy, Bradley Kincaid. And yeah, those kind of songs like here, because you got to understand, those songs are like out of the 1920s and 30s. And people didn't have nothing. They have nothing. You know, we got these first world problems. Sure, we're worried now. Back then, that wasn't that long ago. It was exactly 100 years ago. We went into this, like, nobody had nothing except the super rich. And the super rich, actually, some of the super rich were jumping out of the buildings. If you remember that, all the guys from that Black Friday or whatever, Black Tuesday or Mauve Wednesday or whatever, rich people were jumping out of buildings. That sounds like some great fun. That is awesome. That's entertainment. Watching rich people jump out of buildings. Just call me crazy, but I like that. But anyhow, back then they had songs like Ain't We Crazy? And they're silly tunes, you know, because it was escapism. You know, the 78s and that music of that was just incredible escapism for a really rugged time in this country. You know, I mean, we live like kings now. Even some of the people that just don't have a lot, they have a lot more than these people ever had. You know, it wasn't that long ago. I mean, your grandparents, your parents, you know, or your great-great-grandparents. I don't know. But these 78s just kept these crazy little 78s kept them happy and you know, from really, and shielding them from, like, all the horrors. And then after the Great Depression was World War II. That's a laugh riot. You talk about, oh, man, I had to live through 9/11 and the pandemic and this stupid president. Yeah, that's a trifecta, and it is nasty. But, yeah, try this trifecta. You know, the pandemic of 1919. You know, smallpox, World War I, World War II, the Great Depression. You know, that chunk of time. That was a real laugh riot, huh? But, you know, they actually called that, what, the greatest generation. You know, they had their 78s. They played their goofy 78s, and they muscled through life. That's another reason why I got a 78 player. Man, if all this House of Cards falls down, my computer's not going to do nothing. All these guys with vinyl, you need electricity to play that. Your cassette, nothing. Maybe cassettes with batteries. Cassettes with batteries and 78s. You know, have people over. Hey, listen, everybody. We're going to go by the campfire. I got my old Victrola, and we're going to go play these crazy songs. And then someone's going to choke me and take my can of beats. The end. Before that, we heard Benny Bell, I Know a Crazy Song. And we heard Insane Crazy Blues by the Memphis Jug Band. The set began with Local Crazy Mad by, I forget who did that. It doesn't matter. They're all dead now anyhow, so it don't matter. Look at this. Got 20 minutes to go, and this is a crazy show. So it was nice. Today's show was interesting because I somehow managed to compartmentalize the music. We had like a whole section of like the stuff from 78s. Then we had a whole section that was blues. Then we had a whole section that was rockabilly. Then we had a whole section that was like soul. That was fun. I can't guarantee I want to do that all the time. It's just the way it was flowing. Sometimes I like to jar you guys, you know? I'll play something that's like, oh, yeah, here comes something. It's like this old rickety song. And then I'll come blasting in with like, you know, Iggy Pop tune. That's kind of fun, too. But compartmentalizing this crazy show wasn't so crazy of an idea. Let's see what else. Yeah, if anybody wants to listen to my the Zombo's, what was it called? Zombo's Unimpressive Time Machine. That's on Wednesday mornings at 4 a.m. And I think Scott, the only man standing, is the only guy that listens to that show. But it's 4 o'clock in the morning to 7 in the morning on Wednesdays. And it's exactly 1 year ago today. It was a simpler time. I always hate that term. Worse is back in the day. I hate back in the day. Back in the day. I just want to throttle people. Well, back in the day. Maybe back in the day, you know, or them good old days, bite me. The days are all as good as you make them. Look at this stuff from the 20s, man. People say, they're actually, oh, the good old days. Good old days. You're wearing rags. I'll tell you, this is interesting. They're wearing rags on their feet. They're living in a shotgun shack. Actually living in a shotgun shack. And they didn't say, my God, what have I done? They were living in a shotgun shack. And, you know, a shotgun shack isn't too bad. I don't even know what a shotgun shack is. It doesn't sound pleasant. It doesn't sound comfortable. But back in the day, wow, do I hate back in the day. What day? What day was that? I'll tell you, today's a day. You know what you can do today? Make yourself feel better. This is something different. Do this, and it'll instantly cheer you up. It'll make you feel like $1 million. This is an interesting thing you can do. Try this experiment, okay? First off, you have to do a couple simple things. Number one is first clip your toenails. get a nice do it yourself. Take your time, and clip your not too tight. You know, you want them where this is a little bit left. So clip your toenails where you know that the fit. Then you put on a nice pair of socks. All right, some comfortable shoes. Go to the bank, take out about $500 in cash, and just walk around it. Just walk around town. You don't need to buy anything, but your feet feel good because you just have freshly clipped toenails. You have comfortable shoes. You have $500. Even if you overdraw your bank account, you just put it back in at the end of the day. Have some walking around money. Nothing makes you feel better. That's the weird thing about money, man. Money is the money is this beautiful dual-edged sword. You know, money is just this dual-edged sword. You know, it's the greatest story ever told. Forget the Bible. Money is the greatest story ever told. What you can get people to do for money, or what people do for money, or what people do to other people for money, is just mind-blowing. It is mind-blowing when you think about that. You know, everybody is hypnotized. Everybody believes. I mean, there's no money atheists, you know? Unless you go like to the hardcore like Buddhist and Zen people sitting in a room with no belongings and no. But then again, you got to eat. You need some kind of money to eat. You know, I always love that line. One comedian said, give a guy a fish and he'll eat for a day, but teach a guy how to fish and he'll need a fishing license. He'll need to get the right kind of pole and the right kind of string. Then he'll need he might have filled out the forms wrong and then he's in trouble. That kind of thing. Then he's in jail with Roy Estrada. Yeah. All right. Let's dig back into some more crazy. What do you say? Next week is lazy. Because we are a damn lazy. Lazy things like taking an elevator to the second floor of the gym. That's lazy. Or ever since the remote control was invented and you can't find, you will go nuts searching your house trying to find the remote control. But then again, you cannot even control a TV. They don't even have knobs on a TV anymore. You can't even control it anymore. But here's a secret. On some of the TVs behind them, they got little knobs. You can actually change the channels and all that stuff with the little knobs in the back. But yeah, so you need a remote control for the remote control. The worst thing I've ever saw, I saw a dog chew toy in the shape of a remote control. You're asking for so much trouble. Look at this. It's cute. It's a little squeaky remote control. Then you freak out when the dog eats your remote control. I hate when that happens. There you go. That's a good thing. Here's a great tune called Crazy by the Blacks. Zombo in your brain. 15 minutes to go. And we are just going to zoom right out of here and join this fine insanity and this insane chaos and all this garbage that's heaped on us every day. But you know, you got to look at it this way. It beats non-existence. It beats non-existence. And non-existence is coming sooner or later, buddy boy. That's the thing. Non-existence is coming sooner or later. So no matter what kind of turd sandwich you're eating right now, it's better than nothing. Here's Crazy by the Black. Zombo in your brain, RCT.
What I see, thousands of devils are staring at me. When they start screaming, Lord, I start to cry. I must be quiet when people go by. Bibles, I'll tell you when things all go bad. Don't pray to devils or you will go mad. That's why I'm crazy as a sinner can be. Thousands of devils are screaming at me. There you go. Thousands of angels shake their heads at me. Too late for prayers, cause they've said goodbye. They've blown away in that hole in the purple sprout. Deals with the devil, just can't be allowed. No, go crazy for eternity. Thousands of angels are crying for me.
Yeah, there we go. Crazy Carcici by Shukishi Kina. Man, great, it was amazing, dad, dude, Shukishi Kina. Basically combining Asian folk music with psychedelic stuff. And there was an album out called Asian Classics 2, Peppermint Tea House, that David Byrne put out in like, 2007. But that was a dilly. Before that, we heard the mighty, mighty Boss Tones with Do Something Crazy. There you go. Started out with the Blacks doing Crazy. This is Ice House. Remember the band Ice House from Australia? You know, the interesting thing about Australia is that, believe it or not, Flat Earth Society does not think Australia exists. They think it's all a put-on these people are doing. It's like a goof. That's how crazy people are. And you know the sad thing about crazy people? They don't know they're crazy. That's why they're crazy. Go figure. It's always the person that questions himself. Am I crazy? Those are the most sane people you'll find. The people that worry about themselves and are always keeping themselves in check. The most normal people out there are the weirdest and the craziest. So next week is going to be lazy. If you're up for it, join me. And then no Zombo in Your Brain trivia this Monday. It's next Monday. So it's going to be like the last two Mondays of this month at Spirit, Zombo in Your Brain trivia. So I'd love to see you there. And like I'm saying, I'm not going to be bringing my 78 player. You can understand why. Got this crazy fascination with 78s. All right, what do we got here? 6 minutes. We're going to wind down the set with Crazy Clown Time. David Lynch. So, and just remember, they don't listen to Gandhi, they listen to Luigi. Crazy Clown Time. Zombo in Your Brain. A3. Remaining in that crazy braining. David Lynch, Crazy Clown Time.
Polly had a red shirt.
of that goes a long way. But I had to play it. Crazy Clown Time. David Lynch. Last tune. Monkey Crazy by the Coffin Bangers. That's the way to end it. Still remaining in your brain, man. RCT. Love you, rats.
RCT 88.3 FM.